Now, founded back in 1937, Plan International is a development and humanitarian organisation. And I'm joined now by Deirdre Gavin, who's the Youth Engagement Support Officer at Plan International, and also Yulia Guzelak, who is a Youth Advisory Panel volunteer. We're going to be talking to both of these. I'm going to go to Deirdre first. Deirdre, I said a little bit there about what Plan is, but maybe you could explain Plan a little bit in more detail.
Sure, yeah. So Plan International Ireland is one of 80-something offices around the world. It's an international NGO looking at advancing children's rights and promoting girls' equality in particular. And we do that through a lot of development projects around the world and also emergency response. So for Ireland's office, we work in a lot of countries in West Africa, Egypt, Vietnam, to name a few. And also within Ireland's office, we have a development education unit that aims at linking, I suppose, all the issues we're looking at globally, but also linking it to the local context as well.
Okay, so you're working on issues that are global issues, but also issues that are local issues as well. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have, in all the countries that you operate in, you have a youth advisory panel, or is it YAP or YAP? Which is the best
abbreviation? We mostly call it YAP.
YAP.
I think it's funny to call it YAP, really, but...
Is that all the talking to do? All the yapping to do?
The yappers.
The yappers.
Yeah.
Tell us first of all, what is the role of the YAP?
Sure. So the YAP are a group of 16 to 22-year-olds from all around Ireland. They act as ambassadors and advisors for Plan. We believe that if we're going to work with children and young boys and girls around the world, we need to hear their voice and their opinion. So they really stand in solidarity with young campaigners all around the world, because not only do we have an Irish app, but there are international YAPs in all the other Plan offices around the world also. So they do various different work. They do a lot of campaigning around issues related to gender equality. They act as advisors for Plan in relation to... maybe our social media campaigning, and we really value their input. And I suppose it's a great opportunity as well for young people around Ireland to get involved in some element of an NGO that works with children and young people. So between all the various opportunities that they get, it's a great learning experience for them as well.
So they're advising you, they're giving you ideas and new viewpoints, I suppose, on issues. But you're also helping them, you're teaching them new skills as well.
Yeah, well, when they join, they get, you know, a lot of induction into Plan's work. They get to learn way more about how this sector works and how development projects work. And I suppose we go on a journey together exploring different issues. And depending on what tickles their fancy and what area of gender equality, they get to, they kind of drive the force behind picking what they'd like to campaign on and what kind of advocacy work they'd like to do. For example, this year we looked at safety in Ireland and how safe young people felt in Ireland, particularly on public transport. So the YAP did a big piece of work there where they did a lot of research. They wrote a survey and they disseminated around the country to get that research and look at that data.
Right.
So it was kind of an awareness raising campaign for them.
Brilliant. Yeah. We have Yulia with us as well. Mm-hmm. And Yulia, I'm going to turn to you now. Tell us, what sort of prompted you to get involved with Plan?
Well, actually, my teacher in secondary school, when I was still in secondary school, told me about it. And she used to get me involved in loads of things that were involved in SDGs and things with Concern and Plan, and she just kind of pushed me towards that. Yeah, so she came to me one day and she was like, oh, they're doing this recruitment and I want you to go for it. And I was like, Okay. So, yeah, so I filled in an application and I told Miss Mellon, that's her name, yeah. that I got it and she was very proud of me. Really? So, yeah, so that kind of, she pushed me towards that. She pushed me towards many things. And then once I got involved, it became a huge part of my life. And I'm in college now and I'm still a member. So it's really interesting and I really find it something that I would like to progress on.
Okay. And tell me, give us a feel for the type of things you've been involved in, or a project or something that you've been involved in that you've really enjoyed.
Okay, so we've done, this year we also did the Let's Talk Period campaign. It was a campaign about making sure that girls don't feel embarrassed about talking about their periods and trying to get sanitary products in public places for free. And things like that. And I thought that was a very interesting topic to talk about. Not a lot of people talk about it.
Sure.
It is considered a taboo topic. So now, like, I really feel that we've opened the platform a little bit to talk about that. We also did a video helping the UK YAP, and I was doing the directing and everything. So that was cool. Yeah, we've done many things. The girls were also involved in the International Day of the Girl interviews. And yeah, especially now, now is a very busy time for YAP because we are recruiting new people. So it's going to be like a lot of interviews, a lot of applications. And
and what would you say to those people? Miss Mellon pushed you to sign up, if you like, and to
yeah.
go for it. What would you say to somebody who might be listening but thinking, I wonder, will I, won't I? I mean, what would you say to them? What do you think the benefit of being involved is?
I think that, first of all, you get to meet a lot of lovely people. You get to talk to Deirdre, who is the mm-hmm. best leader ever.
No pressure, so, Deirdre. Yeah.
So, yeah, I really think you, if you like to talk about issues nationally and internationally, then it's a great thing to get involved in. Yeah, I would really push them towards
and how
that.
Many people are on the panel currently? Maybe Deirdre knows that.
So we have about 17 at the moment.
Okay.
But we are in the middle of a recruitment drive where we're looking for new members.
Okay.
You know, because young people's circumstances change. We have a couple that are contributing remotely if they're on Erasmus.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely if you're interested.
Of course, I suppose as the younger people get older, they move on to other things and maybe get involved in other aspects of what you do.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
There is an age limit, so we've actually extended that because we don't want to lose some of our older members.
Yeah. And now it's from 16 to 24, but
okay.
you can still apply. You can only apply from 16 to 22.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and also it's I'm really interested in the new people because when they come, I'm going to be the chair of the YAP at
okay.
that time. So I'm very excited
You're
to
excited
meet them
about
all.
That.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'll just add as well. I mean, it can be a very empowering thing for a young person to do if you're looking at all the things going on in the news. I mean, they're involved in campaigning to actually contribute to some kind of change if that happens, and for the period campaign that they run. The survey and the data that came out actually contributed to Dublin City Council, South Dublin City Council and Dunleary right down. Rolling out a scheme to introduce free sanitary products in their public buildings.
Right, so it's having a real impact.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
In
yeah.
a very practical
Completely.
Way.
Yeah.
In relation to lots of different
mm-hmm.
subjects and topics.
Highlighting
yeah.
a topic that
yeah.
hasn't really been discussed
yeah,
before.
It's completely
so.
Not really talked about. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's fantastic work that you do. If somebody wants to get involved, maybe we'll ask the new chair. Coming up, the new chair of the Youth Advisory Panel. If somebody wants to get in touch, how do they, what's the process? Are there interviews and so on?
Yes, so you can go onto our website and there you can click to apply. You can also contact us through our Instagram. The members are actually running it, so you will contact us directly through that.
So if you go on to www.plan.ie, click the work that we do and go into development education, or it might just be easier to Google Plan Youth Advisory Panel and it'll bring you onto the landing page where you can apply.
Okay.
Closing date is the 6th of January.
Okay,
yeah.
So plenty of time over Christmas.
Plenty of time to have a look. Yeah, there's lots
for a New Year's resolution as well, maybe, to get involved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a million, guys, for coming in today to talk to us. Deirdre Gavin, Youth Engagement Support Officer at Plan International, and Yulia Guzelak. You want to say hello to your mum, don't you?
Yes. Well,
hello,
both mum and dad.
Okay, what's their names?
Yarek and Gosha.
Okay, well done. Happy Christmas to you all.
Happy Christmas.
All right, thanks a million, guys.
Great.